Agnieszka Mikulska, the quality education lead at Girls Education South Sudan, a program funded by the government of the United Kingdom to transform the lives of generations of South Sudanese children, especially girls, says the organization went to all the 10 states and 3 administrative areas, but were not able to reach some counties due to various challenges.
We were aiming to go to every single school, but because of different issues like flood in certain locations, insecurities in other locations, also school closures, some of the schools we did not reach. So we went to 2,404 schools, and within the 2,404 schools, we identified 1,837 boys who got married. We found 4,780 girls who got pregnant and 4,416 girls who got married.
Mikulska says her agency got collected data by interviewing head teachers on whether they know girls in the schools who got pregnant and boys who were married. She says through their mentoring program, they talked to pregnant girls who say there were several reasons why they ended up getting pregnant.
Some girls, out of poverty, tricked into situations where they find themselves later on pregnant. Some of the girls have not thought through their their actions. Some of the parents are also giving up the girls because of the poverty. So there are many, many issues that that affect the girls. School closure was often named as one issue that refocused the girls and the families, and that the families were, you know, thinking, she's already adult enough or mature enough to be married off, or that she can now concentrate on something else.
Mikulska says several families did not have clear information as to when the schools were going to reopen, and that's why they engaged their children into marriages. She says early child marriage has been a huge problem in South Sudan for several years, and awareness campaigns should be intensified across the country to stop the practice. Mikulska encourages girls to advocate for themselves and for men to also advocate for the protection of the young girls from early marriages, since it is the man who marries the girl. Esther Kumu, Director General for Gender, Equity and Inclusive Education at the National Ministry of Gender Education, says she decided to gather statistics on girls who became pregnant while schools were closed because several people from mainly eastern and western equatorial states had started complaining of girls getting pregnant. Akomu says, according to the statistics, Warap and western equatorial states had the highest numbers of pregnant schoolgirls. She says some of the girls were forced to marry early by their families because they were idle since there was no school. But she also says some girls were raped. Other girls became pregnant because of early child marriage and traditional norms, she said. She says the ministry is doing all it can to ensure pregnant girls continue attending school.
In January this year, where the undersecretary wrote a circular to the state asking all the pregnant girls to come and sit their examination. And this was successfully done, where we had a number of girls who were pregnant who came back to school and set their examination, be it primary or secondary. This was done, and we are happy for that. At least we realize this, because during the examination, we had about 11 girls who gave birth during the examination.
Akomu says the ministry is working with partners to teach schoolgirls comprehensive sexual education, where they learn about themselves and the consequences of having sex at an early age. She says the ministry is also creating awareness among the parents so that they think about the lives of girls and the consequences of early marriages, including fistula at childbirth.
We are thinking of having a community or a community bylaw which should be developed by the community themselves, such that they take it seriously. Because we are seeing that all the laws, all the policies that we make at the national level does not work at the community level because they don't participate in the development of the policy. So we feel that we should go down to the grassroots and try to come up with the bylaws together with the community, which they may respect at the end.
Akumu says the ministry plans to educate communities on the importance of girls' education. She is also urging South Sudanese parents to stop considering their children as a source of wealth. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.